Welcome back. The world was thrown into technological vertigo after the death of Apple CEO Steve Jobs last month. Videos of Jobs' now legendary product introductions replayed across networks and social media, highlighting just how Apple has propelled personal tech forward in just the last 10 years. With a few weeks past, it feels like the right time to consider the identity and future of Apple in the post-Jobs era. Rob Fleischman, our go-to oracle for all things Apple, is here with some predictions on what Apple will come up with next. And Rob, it's great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
It's great to be here, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
So, hit us. Can we expect another Apple game changer or maybe just some updates on their already proven innovations?
Well, I certainly don't have any inside information, but I could tell you I'm pretty optimistic that Apple is going to conquer the TV universe next.
Really? Even without Steve Jobs at the helm?
Sure. Well, you know, already on the iTunes store, you can buy videos and programs, TV shows, etc. But I think the TV device itself is really ripe for revolution.
That's funny that you say revolution, because I think of it seems almost backward, you know, from building interactive technology that is beautiful, that already integrates the viewing experience, back to this sit on the couch and flip through the channels.
Well, it's similar to what Apple did with the phone. Think about TV. TV really hasn't changed for the user much in years. People point to high definition. People point to flat screens. But the bottom line is we are standing here looking at an array of rectangular pixels. And what do? We spend our lives plugging additional things into our TV to fix the problems with it. We plug cable boxes in. We plug DVRs in. We're all plugging things into our television to address the problems with it. Our TVs really have become just a simple monitor, just really a screen that we use to view stuff from other devices.
So it's integrating all those things. So if, for example, my phone connected to my computer, connected to my TV, to my camera, so on, is that what we're looking at?
I think something similar. I view it as the following. I think that if I were to guess, I think Apple is going to evolve the iPad into something like a television.
That's what I was wondering, a big giant iPad?
Imagine if you took a giant iPad and stuck it on your wall. Of course, you'd have to have some other advances. For example, maybe every iPhone or iPod or other things could be your remote. Maybe you could use technology similar to the Nintendo Wii, where you're waving at the screen and that's able to control things. But I think something in that direction is probably coming out of the Apple labs.
So from here on out, is Apple going to be asking, you know, WWJD, what would Jobs do? I mean, what are the chances they're going to create an equally compelling identity?
Well, I think for the next few years, I would say at least for the next five, Apple is going to continue to do what it's always done. I think that they have the intellectual capital, they have the people, they have the direction to continue to do what they've been doing. Beyond 5 years, it's really hard to guess. It'll be interesting to see what their personnel does. But I think they have products for the next few years that are going to be great, and they're going to continue to be great.
Well, I understand that you have brought a friend with you today, Rob. Many of you at home may be well acquainted with our guest. Now, we've got her microphone already here. Would you like to introduce Siri to our listeners?
Sure. Let's see what she has to say today. What is your name?
My name is Siri.
Okay, so this is Siri. This is the iPhone 4S. So it's an she talks to you, Siri.
She can respond to some requests with voice. A lot of things she responds to with just displaying information on the screen. But there's quite a few things you can ask her where she'll just talk right back to you.
If your phone were stolen, would Siri respond to my voice, or is it kind of a personal thing?
No, sure. Siri is speaker independent. My phone does know that my name's Robert, and sometimes it uses my name when it answers. But it's a speaker independent voice recognition system. And you should give it a try. Here, I'll hand it to you, and you can just push the microphone button, and Siri will listen and respond.
That's the microphone button
right
there.
You got it. Just push that.
Oh, and then it gives you a script of what you've said. Okay, let's see. Press the button, take my finger off it.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Siri, I have a friend coming in for dinner tonight, and I was hoping to bring her someplace, maybe ethnic, near Concord.
I found a number of restaurants in Concord.
Okay, so if I press one of these, will it tell me about them, or she's just giving me the answer?
She'll give you the answer, and then it'll bring you to it.
Siri, remind me, I have to write a script for Chuck Palahniuk tonight.
Here's your reminder for today at 7 p.m. Shall I create it?
Sure. She understands, sure.
She understood tonight, too. You notice how she pulled tonight into 7 p.m.?
She did. She turned tonight into 7. Okay, all right, this is pretty good. Siri, do I need a raincoat today?
It doesn't look like it's going to rain today.
And then she pulls up the weather report. Oh, this is really good. You can have meaningful conversations. Or can they be meaningful, Rob?
Well, I'm not sure that Siri's quite that smart yet. But, you know, there is a bunch of funny things you could ask her about the meaning of life and how she feels about you. But Siri's pretty limited to its ability to access information on your phone and search the web and look at your calendars and your contacts. Siri, do you love me?
I respect you.
Will you still respect him in the morning?
Will you respect me in the morning?
I don't know what you mean by that. Will you respect me in the morning?
Well, Rob, okay, I can understand the kind of novelty of this, right? You know, showing your friends, doing this kind of stuff. Do you really use Siri? I mean, is it just as easy for you to do a web search and send a text on your own?
You know what I've used Siri for, actually, so far, is when I'm in the car, if I remember something and need to send a message or remind myself of something later, Siri's useful.
How much of a get is this technology for Apple? I mean, we've heard voice recognition. You can do commands to your car, for instance.
Absolutely. The big innovation here is in two areas. First, as you said, voice recognition's been around for a while, and the voice recognition that Siri's using is pretty good. I wouldn't say it's the greatest in the world, but it's very good. It's pretty fast. But that's available on a lot of platforms, and you can buy voice recognition software for your computer, and a lot of mobile phones have it already, and as you said, cars have it. But the real innovation here is when Apple bought Siri the company, they got a technology that allows them really to do some understanding of words. So they got contextual analysis and the ability to take words like sure and understand that that means yes in certain contexts. And that really is a huge win for Apple. And I think they're going to leverage that, and I think they're going to expand Siri throughout all the abilities the iPhone has. And you can imagine, as I talked about earlier about Apple TV, imagine the ability to command your TV via voice. And that's really going to be critical in an area where you might not have a remote. So I think that technology, the two together, are revolutionary.
So you'll be able to say, how come there's nothing good to watch on TV?
Maybe you'll be able to say, show me the things I like, or show me something good on TV, Siri, and it'll be able to take a guess.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us today and for bringing Siri along. She's quite entertaining.
It was great fun. Thanks for having me. Goodbye, Siri.
Okay, Robert. See you later.
Rob Fleischman is a serial inventor, entrepreneur, and chief software architect at Zerocol. And Siri, the Apple iPhone 4S personal assistant, is pretty much everything from secretary to know-it-all to stand-up comedian. Siri, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
42 cords of wood, to be exact. Everyone knows that.
That's good.
Coming up, what early naturalists had in common with James Bond, the species seekers that went to extreme lengths to change the worldview of man's place in nature. That's when Word of Mouth returns after the headlines from the BBC. This is NHPR.